you're interested in some equipment contracts,
you can get a subscription for
$250,000. I want to say we ended up losing the bid. I'm just calling today to tell you I'm making changes, following new programs, and
Castle Top Roofing, how may I help you?
Hi, is Tom there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message and have him call you?
Yeah, is he going to be back in the office, you know, later on today, possibly tomorrow?
I'm out on maternity leave. I don't work at the office right now.
Okay.
Sorry, but I can give him a message for you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I mean, do you make the financial decisions of the company alongside him?
Oh, no, Tom's the only one that can do that.
He's the only one? Okay.
Yeah.
And I had an email, it's castletop2@sbcglobal.net, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, and that will actually go straight to his phone.
Okay. All right.
So
that
would be a good one to send, any info you have.
Okay, I'll go ahead and, you know, send that over to him. Well, my name's Danny. I think I might have spoke with you maybe a little while ago. My name's Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yes, he had filled out one of those forms a while back.
Yeah, it was a while back. So, yeah, I was just trying to touch base with him, you know, see what kind of plans or projects he had coming, you know, up this year. I think he filled it out last year around 2014, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah, so I just wanted to, you know, touch base with him, see if he had any, you know, plans or projects coming up, and see if we'd, you know, be a good fit for him.
I gotcha. I'm sorry I don't have any info to tell you.
it's all good.
But the email does go directly to him, so I can tell you he will see it if you send it through email.
He will see it, okay. Alright, I'll go ahead and, you know, shoot that over to him. But, I mean, how's business been over there for you guys?
You know, it's been up and down. It was slow for a little while, and then we had all these storms come in, and kind of picked up, you know.
Yeah, I heard that, like, I know for, like, roofing and stuff like that, like, the storms, a lot of times, like, the roofers get busy around that time, and that's kind of weird.
Oh, all the hail and everything. It's really crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. But it's been, like, not very consistent for you guys just because of the weather, or?
Right, yeah, and we lost our repair crew. You know, all the storms, our repair crew actually quit on us, and they went to Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Their own thing, I know. So we're currently only doing new roofs instead of, you know, used to we could go out and repair your roof or, you know, any kind of thing you had. And so now we're just concentrating on the new roofing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that they just up and left you guys. That's pretty rough.
Well, it happens, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and is there a bank you guys usually work with, like that you lean on for financing?
They use the American National Bank in Mount Pleasant.
Uh-huh.
Tom is really good friends with the, I don't know what you call them, the director or the president or whoever up there.
Uh-huh.
So that is their current financial institution that they use.
Okay. And do they finance, you know, equipment through them or just have a line of credit?
I know they have a line of credit. As far as equipment, I have no idea.
Okay.
Because I don't do any of that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. And yeah, I didn't know if, like, maybe you guys, like, how do you purchase materials and things like that? I know it's pretty common, like, for roofers to stock up on materials. Is that what you guys use the line of credit for, or just, like, emergencies and stuff like that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't even know. We do have a kind of a shop warehouse thing where they store any extra shingles or, you know, materials that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as buying, I have no idea how they do that.
Oh, okay.
That is definitely a Tom question.
All right. Well, yeah, I would definitely, you know, you'll try and get in touch with Tom. What would be the, you know, the best time? Is it just email is the best way, or is there better?
Yeah, email is the best way because I'll be out for quite a few months.
Yeah.
So calling this number just goes directly to me. It won't ever go to him until I get back in the office.
Okay. All right, no problem. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot him a quick note and try and see if I can get in touch with him.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. And what was your name? I'm sorry.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, thank you. Have a good day.
You're very welcome. You have a good one also.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.